This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said India and the Marshall Islands share a long history of friendly bilateral relations which has expanded over the years, delivering a message on the occasion of an MOU signed for implementation of four community development projects in the Marshall Islands. Dr. Jaishankar said that islands in the Pacific are not small islands but large ocean countries. He said India considers it a responsibility to support the Pacific Islands in their quest for sustainable development. He added that climate change, natural disasters, poverty alleviation, and healthcare are common challenges that India and the Marshall Islands need to address together. He stated that India is privileged to be a partner of the Pacific Islands in this regard. Mr. K.P. Sharma Oli was sworn in as Prime Minister of Nepal for the fourth time. President Ramchandra Podel today administered the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Oli at Sheetal Nivas, the main building of Rashtrapati Bhavan. President Ramchandra Podel also administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed 21 ministers. The Oli-led cabinet now includes ministers from NC, UML, Janata Samajwadi Party and Lok Tantrik Samajwadi Party. Prakash Man Singh of the Nepali Congress and CPN-UML's Vishnu Prasad Podel have been inducted as deputy prime ministers. President Podel appointed Mr. Oli to the post of prime minister yesterday as per Article 76(2) of the Constitution of Nepal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Mr. K.P. Sharma Oli on his appointment as Prime Minister of Nepal. In his message, Mr. Modi said he looks forward to working closely to further strengthen the deep bonds of friendship between India and Nepal and to further expand the mutually beneficial bilateral cooperation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has congratulated Arzu Rana Dioba on his appointment as the Foreign Minister of Nepal. In his message, Dr. Jaishankar said he is looking forward to working with her to enhance India and Nepal's multifaceted partnership. Home Minister Amit Shah today spoke to the chief ministers of Assam, Gujarat and Uttar Pradesh and took stock of the flood situations in the state. Mr. Shah inquired about the increased water level in these states. The minister assured them to provide all possible assistance from the center. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rain at isolated places over Uttarakhand, East Uttar Pradesh and East Rajasthan today. Thunderstorm and lightning at isolated places are likely over Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan. Met Department has also forecast light to moderate rainfall accompanied with light thunderstorm and lightning in some areas at Haryana, Uttar Pradesh and Delhi today. Talking to Akashvani News, senior scientist of India Meteorological Department Soma Sen Roy said parts of Konkan and Goa, Maharashtra, Gujarat, coastal Karnataka and south interior Karnataka and Kerala are likely to receive very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall in the next 4 to 5 days. Torrential rains lashed parts of South Gujarat, especially Surat, Bharuch and Narmada districts today. Umadpada in Surat recorded the highest around 10 inches of rainfall in the last 2 hours. Gurudeshwar, Tikalwara, Nathrang regions also witnessed heavy rains since morning. Meanwhile, Delhi received rainfall this morning, which brought respite from heat and humidity. The national capital is likely to have a partly cloudy sky today with possibility of light rain or thunderstorm. Maximum temperature in Delhi is expected to be around 36 degrees Celsius, with the minimum temperature hovering around 31 degrees Celsius. In Gujarat, at least 6 people died and more than 6 others were injured in a road accident on the Ahmedabad-Vadodara Expressway near Anand this morning. Our correspondent reports that the accident took place after a truck collided with a stationary bus near Chikora village on the Ahmedabad-Vadodara Expressway. The bus was parked at the roadside corner after one of its tires burst. United States President Joe Biden and his Republican challenger Donald Trump have called on Americans to put aside political divisions and come together. Mr. Trump, who escaped an assassination attempt in Pennsylvania, said his upcoming speech at the Republican National Convention will focus on bringing national unity rather than criticizing President Biden. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.